Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up? I have kept you in the loop regarding my close friend Rob Kane. He's my son's godfather, and his battle. And I mean, it's a life and death thing with COVID. In his 40s, father of four, never ever been sick, never been hospitalized. So check this out. What he sent me Saturday. So how are you feeling? Now this is Saturday. This is a month into this thing. It's amazing, this disease, this illness, this virus, this nightmare. And they're saying now that 900,000 people may have died. So listen, a few times a day, I start to gasp, cough, stomach convulsions, really crazy hyperventilating. Is that amazing? Oxygen levels drop and heart rate skyrockets. Natalie, my wife, sits next to me and holds my hand, and you can see the heart rate slow and my breathing regulate. It's amazing. My man Rob is here, a superstar morning producer. You had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
How long? You were gone 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Honestly, what were your symptoms?
Just congestion.
So hearing that shocks you.
It does.
How old are you?
28.
And so the most you ever had was congestion?
Yes.
Did you even know you had it?
Well, I kind of thought so, but I also thought it was just some cold. I didn't think it was COVID-19 at first.
Man.
But you have to keep in mind, too, I had one dose of the vaccine. So I think that helped tremendously, actually, with my symptoms.
So your fiance had it, too?
Yeah.
Symptoms?
Yeah, a little worse than me. It wasn't too bad, but she didn't have taste, didn't have smell, congested. But that's about it.
Are you floored when you hear the divergence in symptoms and response from you to Rob? Rob,
yeah.
To Rob, my boy Rob, and you're the best producer we have, and your feelings and your sickness. Is it bizarre?
Yeah, and that's the most nerve-wracking part of it, is that you don't know how you're going to react to it. So it's very stressful in that way.
Very good. Thanks, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I am amazed by this virus. I'm just amazed by it. We are lucky to have Dr. Don Ely with UPMC joining us. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me today, Marty.
Well, I appreciate having you. Fascinating. I don't know if you were able to listen in, but I read you a text because my friend is too sick to talk, and he's a month in his 40s, four kids, never been hospitalized, COVID. A few times a day, I start to gasp, cough, stomach convulsions, really crazy hyperventilating. Oxygen levels drop and heart rate skyrockets. And then you have the morning producer, Rob, sitting here. He had it for 2 weeks and I had a little bit of congestion. What is that, doctor? It's bizarre, is it not, sir?
It is quite difficult sometimes to understand. We all would wish that there was a singular way everyone would experience COVID-19 illness, but in fact, that's not. The virus can infect anyone. The response depends on how your body handles the virus. Some younger people, many younger people, do this very, very well, and the biggest risk is that they may infect someone else who doesn't do well, and then a very small chance that they do poorly. As you get more mature, or as you have other health conditions, your immune response is different. This is why we ask for two things. Get vaccinated, and if you get symptoms, talk to us. We can give a therapy called monoclonal antibodies. If you're one of those who won't respond really well to the infection, we can help your body respond. It's one of the more dramatic improvements we've had over the past 6 months.
It's amazing. Man, and I'll tell you what happens, doctor, right? Rob's story spreads, and everybody freaks out. Rob, who's sick. And then Rob 2's story spreads. He kind of just sat around and really didn't get sick. And so his story gets people saying, I'm not getting the vaccine. Rob, number one story says, oh my God, I could die. It must be so difficult to manage from your end, sir.
It is. Trying to have a message that balances those two extremes is a challenge. And some people would hang on one side of that message, either the infection is devastating to everyone or that it's really nothing. And the truth is, both are true at the same time. It's why it's so important for all of us to participate in both vaccination and when you get sick, get tested and try to get that earlier therapy. That's the way we put this behind for everybody. Even if you're lucky enough to have a mild case, you could become a spreader.
I'm fascinated by data I received over the weekend in terms of transitioning here in our conversation. This is Dr. Don Yuli with UPMC. Workers have been 4 to 5 times less safe outside their workplace than inside. While stay at home continues to be pushed at promoting public health, nobody is checking the data, which say the opposite. It's kind of shocking. It's kind of shocking, doctor. Do you buy that?
Well, that has a lot of what we would call face validity. In other words, it looks real to us. I can tell you in the healthcare sector, recognizing that we can provide different levels of protection for not only our patients but our employees, the overwhelming majority of people who turn COVID-19 positive, who happen to be healthcare workers, acquired it either at home or in a social situation, not doing their daily job. Now, there are still some simple things that we do, and we do them really well inside the healthcare environment, distancing, masking. What we're saying now is that our efforts should be much more targeted. You've been hearing that from us from UPMC for about a year.
We have.
The really broad measures are things that were started in the very beginning of the pandemic when we didn't understand so well, but it's time to move away from them. And I think we are doing that both locally and in the Commonwealth.
Dr. Don Yuli with UPMC. Doctor, Wall Street Journal headline blares this: lockdowns didn't stop COVID. Agree or disagree, sir?
I agree. The point of the lockdowns wasn't to stop. It was to help take some of the edge off while we understood. What's much more important are some of the more targeted activities and the broader efforts between vaccination and quick identification and treatment. The broad stay at home, shut down everything was really a temporizing measure early on. We have been advocating for months to almost a year now for much smarter and targeted activities, identifying specific things in the social setting that can help. For example, crowding in restaurant, ventilation, adherence to mask and distance recommendations. The broader ones really were just a very first tool, and we don't think they're the smartest tool now, given today's conditions.
Dr. Don Yuli, Senior Vice President, UPMC, and Chief Medical Officer. All right, so I get what you're saying, and I couldn't agree with you more, as you probably know. But can you look back and say that the lockdowns weren't effective at all and should never have happened, sir?
No, I can't say that, particularly okay. In the beginning when we were first learning about the virus and when there was concerns about the ability to manage not only the total virus replication in the community, but for those requiring health care. I think it was a reasonable thing to consider. The question was, once we began to learn, when we learned that the most vulnerable were the elderly and that in certain settings spread was much, much more likely, we should have and could have shifted more. So I don't think it's a yes-no answer. It's how can we learn and deploy better. We have been saying this from the beginning, that pay attention to guidance and pay attention to predictions, but respond to what you're seeing right in front of your eyes. Protect the elderly, protect the vulnerable, and do the simple things, not the blunt things.
All right. Is it time to take the masks off, sir?
Not yet. I think we're getting closer and closer to that. This is still one of the opportunities that will most maximally decrease spread around. Today in Western Pennsylvania, while we have much less virus activity in the community and in the hospitals than we did at the end of November and December, it's still more than was around a year ago when we were frightful and didn't understand as much. We are getting near the end of it. My ask would be smart about it. A little personal responsibility will put all of this behind us, but it's not time to stop the masks yet.
All right, I got to ask you, I'm a little confounded by the fact that folks are setting up vaccine clinics. They're begging people to get vaccinated. What's your message to those folks who say, to hell with it, I'm never getting it? What's your message, doctor?
You're playing roulette with your health and your life. I spoke on a conference with Senator Casey on Friday, and I had to step away to see a woman who was in her 40s struggling to breathe a couple weeks out from COVID. And her statement to me was, I really wish I had gotten the vaccine. She believed it wasn't going to happen to her. And if it did, it wouldn't be a big deal. We're not good at guessing who's going to get a severe form of COVID-19 versus not. I can enhance the odds in my guess by asking your age and your medical conditions, but even some young, healthy people have a really rough ride. Why would you take that chance when there's a simple, effective, and incredibly safe, no matter what you've heard, vaccine or set of vaccines available to you?
One of my best friends in his 40s, who I read his text, my son's godfather, father of four, you know what his word, you know what he texted me? He texted, can't breathe. It's exactly what you said. Don't gamble with your life. Doctor, you're the best. Thank you so much. Important information.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Anytime.